This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we are just absolutely loving life around here in New California land on Agenda 21 Radio. Absolutely loving life. And, you know, New California coming to you if you are in one of those states. Now, by the way, we're not going to Californicate you. We're stopping it. You know, we're the antidote to Californication. We're the prophylactics for it. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that one to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. Call-in number is area code 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. I think we're going to peruse that in the B block, and we'll be open all in the third hour for phone calls. So you might want to call in then, 215-867-8255. So I said again, a little bit slower, 215-867-8255. You can email me, paul at a21r.com. Okay, so we have just a whole bunch of things that are going on here. Just sort of give you a little bit of an update. We're going to be covering right now in this segment, or in this hour anyway, things going on in Venezuela and some of the comments that are going on there. I think we're also going to jump in all over this thing in Houston, because remember, as we said yesterday, I said this Sunday, how prophetic on Sunday that we were, but the sentiment, at least from my standpoint, and I think from others, the sentiment that's going on out there is that you have this situation with the police being hunted, and I am going to find the clip. I was listening to this clip from this police officer yesterday, one of the union leaders in Houston, law enforcement union leaders, and he was ticked. And he was, I'll tell you, he was absolutely appropriate about some of these things that are going on out there about these hunting the police business. And he gave a great chronology of it. I want to get that chronology down that he had of the laws and so on under Obama, of course, that opened up the gates and some of the lack of attention and support, if you will, even with the media in particular. So the Black Lives Matter thing, remember that? Hands up, don't shoot business. Basically putting targets on the back of law enforcement. Those are the things that were going on. And we want to stop that, of course. We want to make sure law enforcement is not being targeted. But, you know, with Natalie Corona, beautiful young lady who was clearly assassinated. You know, this the killer kills himself, of course. Limbaugh was the last name. 48-year-old man who looked like he's, like, you know, riding around a bicycle in Davis, California. How liberal can that get? So, making sure he's in his traffic calming. By the way, I just want to tell you, you know, the United Nations, you know, working through ICLEI, these ICLEI groups for working locally, because that's just the gig, is they work locally. They work locally. And we're gonna break down the whole schemata for you, because some of you might not understand how well they've got this whole thing orchestrated about the takeover of our properties and everything else. And, of course, the classic example of what's going on up here in California with the Paradise Fire, about how the Agenda 21 folks are there, how they were there before the fire. How convenient. How did people know? How did people know, by the way, that there was going to be a fire in advance in Paradise? How did lots of people know there was going to be fire in Paradise in advance? Well. Or if there's a big fire in your area, if you're in the West, or even, you know, other parts of the nation, in which there's large plots of land that have vast mineral wealth or farming or something like that that's associated with it. Colorado, anybody? What's happening out in Colorado? What's happened with the agendists out there? Any fires, any floods, anything like that? Or floods, let's say, in Houston, Houston, Texas, where they had the shooting. Anybody buying land in advance, well in advance, that you can think, oh, they bought the land. Then all of a sudden they become part of this, oh, let's figure out how we can save our property business and FEMA and the great disaster capitalism game, right? It's really quite sinister, but what's becoming very, very evident is that there's a coordinated design by people to take your land well in advance and burn you out, as in some cases in California, and a lot of places in California, burn you out of your property, come in with FEMA, with the heavy-handed tactics that they have, displace you, and so on. And, of course, this effort is broadly known. In some circles, it sounds like kind of like fantasy land that I'm talking about, but this is what they're doing. And we're going to get into that. I don't think we're going to get into too much today. I'm just sort of teasing you right now. But it is kind of interesting how certain things and events all took place before the events. In preparation of the events. Isn't that interesting? Anyway. But let's go on to what is going on to Venezuela. We're hearing that right now there's a media blackout in Venezuela, as well as them putting on several tons of gold on an aircraft. It says here, this is from Bloomberg as of this morning. Actually, yesterday morning? It was updated last night at midnight. Okay, around midnight. Maduro fights back with targeted killings and media blackout. I'm shocked to see this going on, aren't you? The dictator now is killing people. Targeted killing. And media blackout. I'm shocked. We're not going to have time to. There's a clip that's going to go along with this. I'm going to bring this story up at the beginning of the next block, the B block. I'll get the phones all working too. And we'll get this whole thing adjusted for us. It looks like an interesting article because it's got the whole thing about Venezuelan presidential candidate, or the president that they want to be president anyway. And hopefully it says, facing mounting pressure to step down as Venezuela's leader. Now, this comes from Bloomberg. President Nicolas Maduro has begun a ruthless crackdown, terrorizing poor neighborhoods with deadly nighttime raids and blocking rivals' efforts to spread their message on social media. Let's say, you know, what we should do, we especially here in California, because they're probably going to try some sort of stunt like this when, you know, when the California state government collapses. It says, since protest against Maduro began last week, the socialist regime has regularly sent the police, elite special action force, racing into Caracas slums on personnel carriers and motorcycles. Its masked members, all in black, attack demonstrators with weapons, including tear gas guns and even grenades. They settle long-standing scores and rob residents' homes. Eyewitnesses say at least 35 people have died amid the demonstrations, adding to scores of deaths and 2 years of unrest. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Two individuals, Maduro and Guaido, both claiming they are president.
So Guaido was selected basically by the Constitution. The National Assembly, he's the president of the National Assembly, And the claim is that he's a legitimate president of Venezuela because the last election, May last year, that elected Maduro, was not considered legitimate, was not free and fair. So now you've got 11 countries in Latin America, the United States and Canada and the Organization of American States, recognizing Guaido as a legitimate president, but Maduro remains in power. And he has the power while, for the most of the international community, Guaido has the legitimacy. So it's really a standoff. And the key element in this is what the military is going to do.
Well, I was going to say, I want to avoid stereotypes, but when we think of Latin American unrest, there have been quite a few of them. In Chile is one I know particularly well, but you've seen it in Argentina, you've seen it in other places. The military typically decides this thing.
It's true, actually, yes. There is certainly that image of Latin America and the military being, as you to put it in Latin terms or Roman terms, the Praetorian Guard.
Yeah.
But that's also been was key in Eastern Europe and other places, where there comes a certain point when the military, the armed forces, the security forces say, enough, we want to side with the people. And that's what they're really hoping to do. And the U.S. is trying to actually game that so that the military also make that decision to swing their support away from Maduro to Guaido.
But as I understand it, the officer corps, the top levels of the military are very much beholden to Mr. Maduro.
Yes,
he
very much.
He's picked them and he's really rewarded them generously.
Precisely. And first of all, Venezuela has the highest per capita number of generals anywhere in the world. So he's promoted them.
Oh, I did
them.
Not know that.
Yes, he's given them. There's been a fair amount of promotion inflation in terms of Venezuela. But also he's given them key posts. They control the food. They control the oil, the all-important oil wealth. They also control a lot of the flyover routes for cocaine that's leaving Colombia that finds its way often to Western Africa and to Europe. So they're deeply embedded in corruption, deeply embedded in arms trafficking, and deeply embedded in extortion and black market system.
You mentioned oil production. Let's focus on that a bit, because Venezuela is a very wealthy country in that sense in terms of its oil reserves. We can take a look at what's happened to production of oil in Venezuela since Chavez came to power back in 99. You see that radical dip there that I'm sure is that attempted coup that happened.
Yep.
Right? And then it came back up. And you see how it's trailed off. This is really serious business for that economy.
It is. Venezuela counts on 95% of its foreign exchange earnings on oil. So everything that happens in the Venezuelan economy revolves around oil. Now, what's happened, as you see from the chart, is it went from about 3.3 million barrels per day in production before Chavez to about a little around 1.3 million today. So it's about half of what it was. And at the same time, in a great article that was in Bloomberg by Julian Lee, talks about sort of the major repairs that are necessary. Because what's happened isn't just that most of the engineers have fled to Houston or to Canada or Colombia, but there hasn't been the investment in upgrade and maintenance in terms of the production. So it's going to take a long time, whoever's in power, to rebuild the capacity of this country to
produce
oil.
And that article you referred to, Julian Lee's article, compared it to Iran and compared to Libya and basically said, you know, you can't just turn the spigot back on. There's a lot more work and it takes a lot longer. Those countries have not just bounced right back.
Another thing which the article doesn't mention, which is very important, is actually Venezuela has basically mortgaged a lot of its oil, future oil production, and its fields to Russia and to China. So it's paying debt on Chinese loans in the form of cut-rate oil, as well as Russia has a fair amount of now exploratory rights in a lot of those fields. So whoever comes into power is going to have to deal with these extra hemispheric powers that have a stake right now in Venezuela's oil production and its fields.
In the meantime, what's happening to the Venezuelan people? What's going on the street, in homes, in medical clinics, in grocery stores?
The suffering is horrible. According to a recent estimate, about 3.3 or 3.6 million people in Venezuela have left. So you're looking at a massive refugee crisis that is not as great as Syria, but is certainly one of the world's worst. At the same time, there's massive, there are reports of about 80% of the people cannot get sort of the basic caloric requirements in any given day. And medicines and hospitals are completely falling apart. So you're looking at a humanitarian food and a crisis as well as a medicine crisis. And infant mortality rates have soared in the last couple of years.
So it's really hard to see where this is all going to end up. At some point it'll be resolved. But I really wonder about the U.S. role in this. When we read that the vice president called up Mr. Guaido and said, we will back you.
Yeah.
For those of us old enough, I mean, there was 1956, we did that in Hungary, and 1968, we did that in Czechoslovakia. It didn't work out so well for either of those entities trying to overtake the government.
No, that's exactly right. And this was a bold move, and I think it was necessary for a very dispirited, marginalized opposition. In this case, the U.S. has lined up, or with the support of Latin American governments, a broad international coalition to support them. But there's no guarantee that this will go away anytime soon. And what comes next, no one really knows. There's only a few more steps the U.S. government can take. It can basically impose an oil embargo on the country. It can actually add Venezuela to the list of state sponsors of terrorism, which would be iffy. But in terms of, you know, forcing the hand of Maduro, it's really going to take an act of Maduro, who is, you know, almost suicidally stubborn about remaining in power.
And that makes us really wonder about the plight of the people in our embassy down there, because we have Marines down there protecting our diplomats. And how concerned should we be about actually some violence?
Well, first of all, Maduro tried to kick out the U.S. embassy. He blinked. The vice president said, no, you have no right to do that. You're not the legitimate president. He's blinked, and they're going to stay. But you're right. And in response, the White House has said, we will not treat lightly any violence against our diplomats. So that is also a friction point that could flare in the future.
This is, that was Christopher Sabatini. And if he's been around for a long, long time. People haven't really heard of him, but he's been a contributor to. He's got his own think tank, and I can't remember what the name of it is. But he's from Columbia University, but he has been around for a long time. He just did a fantastic job, I think, of kind of putting it in perspective, what's going on with Venezuela today and how it's getting there. And one of the things that I did not know was general inflation. So the generals, and this is something that we haven't seen in a long time. Boy, the guy brought up Hungary, and you know, we supported the Hungarian in the Czechs and so on back in the day. This is the Czechoslovakian Revolution, or actually the invasion of Czechoslovakia by the Soviet Union at the time. And of course, that didn't work out real well because there was no real way we could support them being in Hungary, being in the European theater with the Soviet Union, and we were not about to go to war. And I can't remember who was the president, if it was Johnson or Eisenhower, maybe. I mean, that far back, that's, you know, that's a long time ago. But you got to know your history. About, we have done these things in the past in some countries and it hasn't really worked well. But in the Western Hemisphere, which is, see, the Western Hemisphere is the United States bailiwick. And now what you've got is you've got another added component of that Sabatini brings in. And that is that in order to get cash, because of their falling oil production in Venezuela, which is vastly enormous, is that they have sold future oils, the oil fields and the rights to them, to the Chinese and to the Russians. And so now you've got this financial stake that the Chinese and the Russians have. And people are saying, well, they're going to jump in there, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, the Chinese and the Russians, because they have their stake in there. Which sort of explains why, if you've been following this, that the Russians have been flying in some of their long-distance bombers, their intercontinental ballistic bombers, and landing them there, and basically trying to establish a forward base in Venezuela, in Caracas, in that whole area. Probably, maybe you didn't hear this, maybe you didn't know this, but this has been going on. Maybe, and we probably should have been reporting it a little bit more to you if you don't know it. But this is some of the stuff that's been going on down there. Now, you're not hearing this, of course, in the mainstream media. Why the heck should you? Right? What is it? And all these immigrants coming aboard. So this is a destabilizing event, obviously, what's going on in Venezuela. It's destabilizing the whole entire area. But now the other part of their economy, as by way of these generals with these general inflations, is the military's involvement in the trafficking of human flesh and slavery and drugs and narcotics. And in particular, where's it going to? Africa and Europe. Weapons, too. Big-time weapons. That gets into a whole bunch of other stories. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Just to add to the story we were just talking about with Ventura, there's about, there's speculation, real hot speculation now, that there's a Russian Boeing 777 on the tarmac that's been loaded with 20 tons of the nation's gold, about 20% of the nation's gold. Wow. Okay. Well. Just sort of loading up the gold and getting out of Dodge, dude. That's what they're doing. Well, we don't know that for sure, but it's part of what is going on there. Now, it's kind of interesting that we talk about all this stuff right now with Latin America and some of the abuses and so on, like like that. We were talking. There's actually a story. I'm trying to find the one story we had about our good friend in the Philippines, Duterte. Duterte. President Duterte. El Presidente Duterte. Where is it? I'm trying to find this article. Paul, just go to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, I can't really do that right now because it's tied up in something else. God. I'm sorry. The technology today is, in the studio, there's one computer that's not functioning properly. I'm gonna rat out my computer. It's just not functioning like it should. So we're just going to make it function, I guess, at this point. But anyway, Duterte is kind of an interesting character. You remember who he is? He's the guy who really does round up the usual suspects at a time when the usual suspect rounding up business is just something that's just not, well, people don't want to do that. You know, I can't understand why people wouldn't want to round up the usual suspects. So anyway, Duterte is the president of the Philippines, and he is the guy that would not remember. He told Obama the last Asian tour that Obama was making as president. He told him to F off. Remember that? That's the guy. Yeah, that's him. He told Obama to F off, and we went into this whole thing as to why he was doing that. Why Duterte would do such a thing. Think, well, gosh, you know, isn't he just kind of like one of your really good buddies, this Obama guy? And, of course, that's just not the case. Because Duterte does not like and did not like what the policies were for President Barack Hussein Obama. In other words, the policies that were affecting what was going and who Obama was aligning himself with at the time when Obama was president. This is the latter part of 2016. Get it? Get the drift of where I'm going with? Maybe you don't, but you'll find out here shortly. So anyway, so Duterte does this. What he does is if you're involved in the drug trade in the Philippines, you're selling drugs, and if you're a cartel member, cartel member, you know, like the cartels that are out of Mexico, those cartels, the Sinaloas, you know, all those guys, those various cartels also do business in the Philippines, but you didn't know that. So they run drugs, trafficking in human flesh and slavery, the whole nine yards. You have Islamists, you've got ISIS, you got everybody doing the same thing. They're all just kind of like one big party there in the Philippines. And Duterte does not much like it. He doesn't really like this whole notion about drugs in his country. Marijuana in particular was a big problem there. Marijuana. And where was that marijuana coming from? California. Exported, of course, and being sold and everything, trafficked by the cartels, and still does, actually, in the Philippines. Well, they don't like it over there. Duterte doesn't like it. So this is what he does. When he gets evidence and finds out that you're dealing in drugs, you're a drug dealer, he puts your name in the paper to let everybody know you're a drug dealer. Man, that's like, what if you're not? Well, you know, there's not been a trial. There's been no arrest. There's no American constitutional rights there. No. Duterte's his own man. So what he does, he puts your name in the newspaper, and the next day the death squad shows up and kills you, and then done deal. No more drug dealings for you. That's the way Duterte works. Okay. Right? I mean, so it's controversial. So this is the thing. The reason why he told Obama to F off is because Obama was supporting the cartels. And Duterte knew that. And he refused to have Obama come to visit the Philippines. Why would he do that? To him and his mind. Now, I'm not believing in the tactic. I'm not promoting the tactics of Duterte. Every time I tell this story, And you see why it's so pertinent now because, well, you'll see it in a second, what they're doing in Venezuela. Maduro is doing the same thing to his opposition. He's got his nightly death squads now roaming around in the poor communities of Venezuela, Caracas, and rounding up people and murdering them just to murder them. Isn't that sad? But that's what the latest report is about Maduro and what's going on there. And the same with Duterte. These kind of things are happening for him. Well, they've been happening for a long time. I mean, it's kind of weird. Where's the jurisprudence, right? Read me my Miranda rights. Huh? What's that? Just go shoot a cop in America. It's okay to do that, you know. Isn't that interesting, huh? It's a very complicated world, but where you can round people up in the Philippines for drugs and so on and execute them the next day, and then all of a sudden in the situation in Venezuela, they're doing the same thing to just John Q. Public citizens. John Q. Public citizens. It's kind of sad, isn't it? Something wrong with that picture, huh? Something really, 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 really wrong with that picture. So Duterte's crime wave. This is the article that's popped up in the Wall Street Journal today, yesterday. This is the one I wanted to get to, but didn't get to do it. Says this is how the article starts. Philippine strongman Rodrigo Duterte is widening his crackdown on drugs and crime by lowering the country's legal age of responsibility, a move opponents say risks sweeping children up as criminals in violence that has killed thousands. The proposed law would lower the age of a child could be held criminally responsible to 12 years of age from 15. And it passed the House and moves to the Senate in Duterte land. 12 years of age. See, they traffic with the children there, right? They put the children up to all this stuff. And then when they catch the kids now doing drugs, running the drugs, see, that's what they're doing. They're using them, or they're prostituting and running drugs at the same time. Duterte kills them. So does Maduro now in Venezuela. Killing for different reasons. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Man, what a world we live in, huh? We're going to get into a Second Amendment issue that is wonderful and not wonderful. It's Washington State. 1639 law, which basically outlaws guns and everything. Just, you know, it's that step forward in violating your Second Amendment right. And we're going to be talking about that. I think it's, you know, we spend time talking about Second Amendment, not like we should. So we're going to try and spend a lot more time on Second Amendment issues. There's no question about it. But it's interesting to see how the things are really starting to stack up in various states. And the opposition is now starting to kind of build. Against it. We had a number of law enforcement officers. Judge Sheriff Mack was one of the first ones in the 90s to come forward and put a stop to some of the Second Amendment shenanigans. And now in different states we have it. We have it in different states going on, where sheriffs, especially sheriffs, because sheriffs are, they're the ones at the county level that have more power and authority over the federal officials. They can do whatever they want in terms of banning weapons and enforcing laws and so on. If it's unconstitutional, he doesn't have to enforce it. That's just a fact. And, you know, most sheriffs don't really even know their own power that they can do that. That's one of the things that the Tea Party that we're associated with, which is the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. We always ask those questions of sheriffs and candidates. It's been a very interesting, you know, I just sort of, I don't want to embarrass the sheriffs and the candidates out there, but it's been a very, very interesting set of circumstances to watch the sheriffs kind of squirm, if you will. They come in that want to run for sheriff, and they don't know the Constitution. You know, it's really, really... it's really kind of interesting to watch this whole thing play out, to see how this how they don't know the Constitution, and so they kind of stutter and stammer and everything when they get asked the questions. All sheriffs, everybody in law enforcement should know the Constitution. And, of course, in a lot of places, remember, it was Janet Napolitano who put constitutionalists, people who believe in the Constitution, study the Constitution, or law enforcement who, you know, enforce the Constitution of the United States, which it was Janet Napolitano that made them terrorists. You see what I mean? And because she liked the KKK or whatever, white supremacist and all that, she called them terrorists, unconstitutionalists, since they were, you know, the founding fathers were white. Then anybody who believes in the founding fathers, they're terrorists in her mind. That happened, you know, gosh, 2010. And so in law enforcement, it helped by, naturally, because she was a member of the Director of Homeland Security and helped by Eric Holder in the group, constitutionalists, people who believe in constitutional requirements and people who believe in the Constitution, and law enforcement, and the your politicians and your leaders should follow the Constitution, go figure, which is the law of the land, because it is. Article 6, Section 2 is the supreme law of the land. But these people would violate it all the time, violate your rights. You see, this is why, you know, I have this lady talk about this, her constitutional rights, and, you know, these legislators need to protect her right to protect herself. That's the first thing they need to do, is protect the Constitution and her constitutional right being right to bear arms, obviously, the Second Amendment. And a lot of politicians find it fashionable not to do that anymore. They think, we're going to keep everybody safe, anti-gun, that's going to be their issue. And you know, the thing about it in the United States is that when people get their constitutional rights threatened, and especially the Second Amendment, and we've said this all along, we were saying it during Obama for 8 years, don't go there, because what happens is that people, they go out and buy more guns. It backfires. Buy more guns and buy more ammunition, right? See, that's what happens. That's what happens. We respond. And now we're getting a response to a very, very restricted law, 1639, state of Washington. And basically what they want to do is, of course, outlaw semi-automatic weapons and basically turn any semi-automatic weapon into an assault weapon, which they want, they in their minds, is a machine gun. And also it forbids individuals from buying a gun unless you're 21 years of age. And of course, that's completely, both of these have been deemed by the sheriff's associations and other associations in the state of Washington as unconstitutional. They will not support it. And there was a guy out on Fox News this morning I was listening to, one of the sheriffs. What was his name? Bob Songer was his name. County, I guess, whatever that is. I gotta look up my counties in Washington. Was saying that he's not going to enforce it. He says, I'm a constitutional sheriff. I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional law. And, you know, he can do that. People don't get that. That's why it's important to elect a constitutional sheriff in your county. To elect the constitutional sheriff in your county to protect that Second Amendment. Now, I'm bringing this home to you because, you know, in Venezuela, the people are disarmed. There's no Second Amendment in Venezuela. Who has the weapons? Maduro. And what are they doing? Right now, what are these people doing? They're going around the country in poor communities primarily where there are no guns for people to bring, and executing hundreds of people at a time in the middle of the night. What does that sound like? Sounds like King George. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. With your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back. What was that movie anyway? We're back. Anyway. But we're back. Did I say we're back yet? Don't get me going. All right, we've had kind of an interesting discussion going on here. We're going to get more on the situation in Washington State, and we're actually probably going to reach out to those people that are involved in the Washington State movement to form a new Washington. I know there's a couple of different movements going on up there. There's a couple of different things going on all throughout the new movement. And I do, again, want to thank the Epoch Times in what they've been saying and doing. The fabulous coverage of New California in Epoch Times. And I'm really, really appreciative of all the things that they've been doing for us. They're going to continue to do. They get it, what's going on here. And we really appreciate that. Anyway, visit our website. NewCaliforniaState.com. We have some news and information stories up there and some guidance for you. You're going to have a whole bunch of announcements about it in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, about what's going on. We got a very, very busy, very, very aggressive schedule with New California and all the things that are happening there. So I really appreciate paying attention, all of you New Californians, so that you can catch up to what's happening. It's really a great movement that's happening here. It's breathtaking, actually. I just want to say, once again, we just had an enormously successful third Constitution convention. The only time, I mean, it's amazing how people are waking up to what we're doing. That's what's amazing. It's such a blessing that we're seeing all this play out right before our very, very eyes, the formation of a new state. And I mean, really, this one, as I was talking about in the first hour, how tired and exhausting, I mean, it's intense. It was just an intense, and you don't realize just how emotionally drained you are And it was kind of interesting. I talked to younger people, older people who've been saying the same thing. Wow. It's kind of like, wow, I'm glad that over. I'm glad we did that, but man, I'm tired. Because it's just, exciting, demanding. And you know what? I wouldn't trade any of the legislators that we have in New California, not even remotely. Well, there's a few I'd trade in the state of California for. Well, not trade, but bring on board with New California from the California. Not many, though. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.